Hey, welcome to Under Your Roof and In Your Backyard.
I'm Dean.
And I'm Derek.
That was good. See, that was the first opening you got right.
Yeah, that's because you didn't stick your fingers into it.
All right, listen. No.
Tonight's show, whenever, but we can talk about that later.
You're stumbling.
Go. What? What? Go.
I want to talk about, we talked about earlier, a couple of shows ago, that we got back from a family vacation.
Yes.
I think it's great. We're trying to give our kids what we had, where your cousins become like your brothers and sisters. And we got back from a vineyard vacation. It was great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, Dean. Yes.
I got in shape. I did. I thought I got in shape. I knew I was going to be on the beach. So at my middle age, I try to lose weight. And I did. What are you laughing at?
You did.
I did.
You dropped about 20?
20 pounds.
20 pounds. That's, which is big for you.
Yes.
That's big for you. Yeah, that's good.
So, it's been a couple of weeks.
We will get to the topic of this
episode in a second.
But I had to vent this.
Yeah, Dean has to get this out, right? We've been working all day and we're running to do this.
Actually, the topic of the show does tie into what you're about to say.
Okay. So my wife posts pictures, and I hate that. It's like
we went on vacation.
On social media? Yes.
Oh, I hate it.
I'm like, why'd you
post
pictures?
Were you on the beach? That type of a picture?
Yes. So there's a picture of me on the beach, right? And I don't look like a whale, but
yes,
I can officially say at this stage of my life,
yeah,
it is over.
Yeah.
It's just like,
just leave the shirt on.
No, but like atrophy's kicking in. Yeah. I don't have the man boobs yet because then that would be
you don't have moobs. They call them moobs.
Getting medicated.
Yeah, they have moobs.
Right? Okay,
yeah. Moobs.
But everything's just like thick. And, like, my head's bigger.
Your head is big.
My body's just getting wider.
Okay.
And it's just like and I have the gray hair on the side now.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I'm looking and I'm just like, not that I didn't know it's over, but now it's officially over.
Over, yeah.
And I saw a picture of you and I together.
Yeah, no.
With Butch.
No.
You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah. This is not good.
We used to kid about it, but I think to supplement our income... If we call the Macy's Day Parade and say we could be one of those floats because our heads are bigger than the Bart Simpson float, I think we could do something there.
And guess
what?
There is. Today's topic is called The Unwanted. It truly is.
Welcome. I mean, we're your hosts, Dean and Derek. We're unwanted. So if you feel unwanted, look at the photos my wife posted on social media. And as bad as you feel about yourself, you will feel much better
and
after
listen,
you look at that.
I've already signed up for the head reduction operation. I'm in line. Okay?
That's the truth.
There's a wait list. There's
all these commercials you see with these weight loss companies. Stuff. Have you ever seen one where you can reduce head fat?
No.
You can't.
No, it's the hardest fat to lose.
Right.
Drew Carey said that. It's the hardest fat to lose. But the unwanted topic of today is about brick. All right? Now, I know that doesn't sound too exciting, but, you know, come on.
For nothing.
You know, no, really, it's like, but it's true because we love brick.
Right.
We do.
So let's get serious for a moment. So we're talking about brick in design.
And even though our bodies are the shape of a brick, that doesn't mean...
I'm an ox. I'm an oxen. That's what I am. I'm a human oxen. Just hook me up. I'll pull things.
All right. Here's the truth, folks. I mean, I don't know if any of you out there love
brick. All right. One more thing.
Oh, yes,
one
go.
One more thing in the
pictures, my gosh.
And we'll get over this.
Go.
Because you know me. I can't let this stuff go.
Yes, go.
I hate my thighs. Okay? I'm just throwing it out there. Now we can move on.
Oh, my gosh. Can we just move on to brick? By the way, in the studio here is one of the most amazing brick walls. Check that wall out.
Yeah,
we
have to start taking photographs of the Big T studio here.
Tony's studio here, the Big T Productions.
Right.
This is a great, I love this space. It reminds me of New York.
It's awesome.
I feel like I'm in a Soho loft type of thing. And Tony's cool.
He is. He's a
Isn't
good guy.
He cool?
He is a good guy.
Yeah, he's cool. But this brick, there's a brick wall here that's an original structure, you can tell.
I like the jointing too.
The mortar is rough within it. And you know, I don't know about you folks, but there are so many applications for brick, and we just wanted to talk about this today because we do love it, and we do feel as though people think it's the unwanted. Like, a lot of people don't want brick, even inside or outside. And we have found that brick solves a problem on some of the toughest projects and historical homes.
Yes.
Right?
So through our experience with work, through our experience dealing with people coming into the Plymouth quarries, I can't tell you how many times with customers and with homeowners that we work for, that they say, I hate brick. Right. I hate red brick. I hate brick. And they blame the brick for a job that wasn't done right.
Right.
That heaved, has weeds growing up.
Well,
in
how
it.
Many people actually say, and first off, it, usually people think of brick, they think of a brick walkway or they think of a brick patio or something.
Yes.
And they always go, oh, it's so 70s. And we're like, no, it's
it
not.
Isn't.
It's not. There are so many gorgeous old hand molded brick out there. You know, that are real true clay brick.
You know what? I'm feeling frustration from the audience out there because we're talking about all this stuff and we don't have pictures for that. We should post pictures of what we're talking about when the show airs.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll get our whole unwanted series, because we've had that for a while. Whenever you and I speak outside, you know, at trade shows, we have a whole section called The Unwanted.
Yes.
And people are like, what is that? And then it's all about brick.
Right.
Because we want brick and we love brick. So what I'll do is I'll get some visuals out and I'll,
good,
I'll title
because
it
it's
The
hard
Unwanted.
To explain this without people seeing. Right. And I'll post a picture of my thighs.
Please don't. Because you know what? No one needs to know that you shaved them. It's like this whole thing about you being hairless is odd. Okay, your back,
if
your
you're
thighs.
If you're going to wear a banana hammock, you
okay,
have to shave.
That's got to stop okay? too, okay? Right. That day's should have been over back
right,
in
let's,
your 20s.
Let's get focused, okay?
Would you focus,
okay,
please?
So brick and design, the one thing that I always tell customers when they come in, especially in our area here in the Northeast, if you live in a high-end town or middle-class town, we're in such a historical area. A lot of the houses
are
old capes, old farmhouses, curves with curved walkways. Mm. There is nothing. And I'm a big fan of concrete pavers.
Oh,
I'm
no
not
question.
Dissing any.
No
it's
question.
Not one product right. against another.
Right.
But when you're talking in design for curved walkways and in front of an old cape or old farmhouse, I really don't think there's another product. And
well,
if you look at Thomas Kinkade,
well, there
famous
you go.
Painter,
I was just going to say the Thomas Kinkade look. People are looking for that kind of quaint, you know, historical, worn feeling with, you know, and you know, you and I are always constantly combining brick and cobblestone.
Yes.
Brick and cobblestone. By the way, I had a couple in last week from Holland. Incredible accents. By the way, I think she was.
Was that the. That was a woman who was like, her husband was like 6'9", and she was like 6'5".
Yeah, and they were working with me. I mean, she was about 6'5", and I'm about 5'6". I kept a 20-foot distance between us so I would appeal a little taller.
I'm going to make a confession. I walked downstairs from my office. I saw you with them. And I'm like, is today the day of the circus or something? I was like, you guys need that little clown card of all three of you coming.
I looked like a little clown. Anyway, they're wonderful people. And they said, we're looking for cobblestone. I wish I could do their accent. We're looking for cobblestone.
So European like that, it would be Belgian block, right?
Right. No, no. She educated me about that. I said, here are our cobblestone. She goes, that's not cobblestone. She goes, I'm looking for cobblestone. You know, like it's very... it's worn down, you know, it's like, I said, you're looking for cobblestone from the streets of your, you know, where you grew up. She said, yeah. I said, this is what we call,
so like the cobble
goes, this is not cobble
in the porphyry stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Or the old, you know, those old cobblestone that we'll find out of the streets of Boston that come in every once in a while. And they've got that really worn, smooth texture to it. Our cobblestone that we get that are brand new are not
no,
like that.
No.
And then she said, no, 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 this is not what I want. So we started looking at other products. But, you know, we always find a way to mix some form of cobblestone, whether it's the 4x4 inch all the way up to the jumbos, 8x10 inch.
In brick.
With brick.
Okay.
Because that ties into that historical look that we'll, you and I always like with capes, colonials, Route 228 in Hingham, which is all the historical properties at what we call from south of Boston to the Cape and islands. People have to understand the importance of a clay brick on their property.
All right, so let's break it down. Let's start with the benefits of brick.
Okay.
Will never fade.
Mm. True.
Color will never fade.
No.
Right?
Right.
If you choose the right brick for your paving, it can take a beating.
Yeah.
And will never really change.
Right.
Consistent with, you can either go, you can go Victorian where you do a more modular brick.
Which means you could do a herringbone.
Yes. So modular is perfect. They're
right.
all the exact... Right. Or you could do an old farmhouse look with City Hall pavers,
right.
which are not uniform, very dense.
Right.
So there are a lot of benefits just for an investment point to where you're not going to be changing it over
right. well, let's
5 or 6, 10 years
right.
from now. It'll
but
stay the same.
Let's go back to what we always believe in. Folks, you know, anybody out there that has a property and you're trying to make some decisions about what to do for that front walkway. Or any type of a front apron on your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
any of that. And by the way, if you have any questions on those things, you just reach us at contactus@deanandderek.com. And you just pop in Dean and Derek on the internet and you'll find our Facebook page and any of our social media as well. But if you're making a decision based on the front of your property, that decision, if you've listened to any of these podcasts and any of these episodes, that decision brings value to your property or it doesn't.
It's first right? impression.
It is first impression, but it is curb appeal. And I don't think a lot of people give credit to curb appeal. They think it's visually attractive or it isn't. No, it's about the value of your house. Because the front of that either sells that property or stays or true to the architecture or it fights it.
Right. And we've talked about this before. We've worked at houses where they have unbelievable backyards.
Yeah.
And they don't pay any attention to the front entry.
Right.
I never use my front entry. I've said that before. I'll say it again and again.
Right.
I never use my front entry. Why am I going to invest to do a walkway and steps there?
Right. So if you have a cottage, you have a historical cape, you have a colonial, you have got to entertain the idea of a clay brick. You have to.
Yes.
You know, if you're going to be looking at other things, you at least have to look at the unwanted, like Dean and I, the unwanted, and see the possibilities of it. Because a lot of times the visual that's out there on brick is weeds growing up between the joints.
Yes, because they've done it in stone
and
dust.
Right, they've done it. And now today we have incredible joint fillers that let water go through
polymeric sand
or the epoxies. We have chip stones, all these other things that will keep that old terrible 60s, 70s look out of the picture completely.
Right.
Completely.
So you can. You can go contemporary.
You can.
Or rustic.
Okay,
well,
let's go with the line of contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are bricks out there that are not hand-molded brick, right?
I know
and
where you're going.
They have a very clean line to them.
They're getting like planking, which
yes,
is big.
Yes.
Right? Planking
right,
is
folks,
longer, like almost your wood floor inside your house.
There are some brick that are out there right now that are 12 inches long. They're 12 inches long. It's a clay brick that's 4 inches wide and 12 inches long. It doesn't even look like a brick. And they have them with the nice sharp edges that are beveled, clean, clean look.
Beautiful.
Plus, they also have them tumbled. You and I love tumbled brick.
I do.
So when they're tumbled, they feel older. But when you come, if you come by our display at Plymouth Quarries where we work in Hingham, you'll see how we've incorporated brick into almost all
so
of our displays.
So if you go to our YouTube page, yep. I did a video of how we bleed natural flagging.
Did you talk in that video?
Yeah, why?
Okay, I'm just, all right. What? Whatever he said, folks, I apologize.
Signed it, okay?
I apologize.
It's subtitled.
Right now. Okay, good.
I didn't talk about myself at all.
You didn't?
You'd be.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I only had like 25 seconds.
That's great, good.
But if you go onto
our
YouTube page.
Not enough time to talk about yourself in that. Yeah.
If you go onto our YouTube page and the OG Network will start showing some of our tips of the day.
Oh, that's right.
You'll see how we bled in some of the
irregular
flagging.
That's right. The OG, these guys who we're with, they're going to start putting our tips of the day out.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes.
That's great.
So I think, too, because we can pontificate. I used that twice so far. We can keep going on and on with explaining, but you have to see. And if you see, you'll totally get and understand what we're talking about.
You know
about.
What I meant to tell you, by the way?
What?
You cannot talk about the gold ball on the pedestal, the Italian thing, and you cannot talk about the sparkles
no.
in the ceiling.
Did I? No,
and
I
you
can't.
Cannot
I
talk about your
that
toilet.
All the time.
That you've repeated these stories like
I have.
Like
and,
three
and
times.
The thing is, I've been getting.
It makes me feel like you're not being authentic.
No.
Like we're in a file in your head.
Even worse than that,
yeah.
I'm getting calls from folks in the old neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they literally got offended by, like, what are you talking about? That's out.
What are you
like
ashamed
what?
Of? What? You're ashamed of your family?
You're ashamed of who you are? You're ashamed of who you are? And, it, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I know.
Oh,
just,
my gosh.
I'm going off again, but I have to tell
seriously?
This story.
Seriously?
Wait
a minute.
Again.
Wait a minute. You're pulling out a whole different
no,
topic?
Because you brought it up.
Really?
No,
what are you talking
no.
about? You're going off. I don't
I'm gonna
understand.
Say, I'm going to just. I have to
yeah,
tell this story.
Tell it. Go ahead.
Because people
yeah.
will. We'll get back to this. We have time to get back into the brick and design.
Mm.
But I'm gonna tell the story, and it's nothing really personal. I'm gonna.
It
tell
is the, not the story with the doctors yesterday.
No,
dear, you are not telling that story.
I'll tell that one.
No, you're not telling that story. You will be single, and I know
yeah,
that you,
my
should,
wife
you will
is
get
getting
kicked
a little
out of the
upset
house.
About
sorry,
these
sorry. Go ahead.
These
so we can get back to the break. Hurry up.
Swiss Miss Pudding.
Don't talk about.
No,
this.
Because I got a call from someone in the neighborhood, and that's what I thought about.
You did. Not.
And I'm gonna tell this
you
story quick. I did. So, Derek and I are growing up. Sunday dinner. Every Sunday dinner, right? Family. So we have the Sunday dinner, and we leave about 5 o'clock, and you know it's a school night, so I have to school the next day.
We're playing baseball up in Orandello's field right. behind our
so
house.
So I leave with my parents because we lived on the other side of town, right? We moved. So all of a sudden I get home, and the phone rings, and it's our Nani, and she used to call my father Sonny.
Right.
So I pick up the phone. I'm listening at like 10 years old, and here's Nani. Sonny. Yeah, what's up, Mom? Do you like that nice Swiss pudding? And my father says, yeah, sure, I like Swiss pudding, whatever. Get down here.
Okay, so so on the other side of that phone, in the field behind that phone, is me with our cousins, and we're playing baseball, and some truck, a Swiss Miss Pudding truck, ended up in the woods. Now, it's still running. Nobody's in it.
No, Derek, it broke down. No. It broke down near the Sons of Italy. It broke down, and we were doing the driver a favor.
Right. So we don't know what happened, but nobody's in it. It's running, and we open the back. The refrigeration is still working, and it was like manna from heaven. You know, manna from heaven. It's like
cases
of Swiss
cases,
mist, butterscotch, and chocolate.
All right.
And,
so here we are.
Vanilla.
We show up.
We just took
it. It's like, do you ever drop ice cream on the driveway, and all of a sudden there's like a million ants in a trail? Everyone in the neighborhood is coming out with cases, and the driver's like, it broke down. You guys got to take it. It's all going bad. Cases of Swiss Miss pudding. We bought a refrigerator for the basement for Swiss Miss pudding.
My mother was out there leading the pack.
That's a good
grab one. Some more cases, Derek.
Here's
grab some more cases.
So Dean, the little pear boy, fat kid, turns and says, Auntie Jenny, I don't understand this because he said the truck broke down, but it's cold as heck in here. She said, shut up and grab the pudding. We bought two refrigerators in our basement. We had one refrigerator with vanilla and chocolate. Then we had another refrigerator with butterscotch
okay.
and vanilla chocolate
swirl.
The
end of the story, because we're going to move on. The end of the story is we all used to like swap out different flavors at the bus stop with all the cousins. I'll give you two butterscotches for two chocolates. I mean, that went on for the
and
whole year.
And now we wonder why at this age I have head fat, okay? And the one thing I'll throw about the whole neighborhood is they all actually thought that this pudding came from Switzerland. It was Swiss pudding. We thought,
by the
it was
way,
like from Hershey, Pennsylvania or something. But we always, this is that nice
Swiss
pudding.
Swiss pudding.
This is from Switzerland.
We love Swiss Miss. It's
all right,
awesome.
I'm sorry, I digress, but you brought
up
the story.
You digress, okay. but that's true. Okay, listen, we're coming back.
Let's go to Brick. All right.
But we have to talk, everyone thinks about Brick just in an exterior application. What about, like this wall here, what about the interior applications with Brick?
Fantastic, because they started doing Brick in thin veneer.
Right.
It's a quarter of an inch with corners.
Half an inch.
It's a half?
Half an inch.
Okay, so if you do it right, nobody will ever know that you have a thin brick wall there.
Right.
I did it in my mudroom when you come into my farmhouse.
I did it in my family room, right?
Right.
I mean, here's the thing. If you want to create this look, this kind of like, you know, warehouse or old look within your
house.
Soho, New York,
brick wall.
You can, but they have, again, contemporary brick, tumbled brick.
Yes.
I went with schoolhouse brick. Nice red, because I have that cottage of 1930s.
And it's awesome.
And it has that nice peak to it. When I here's an interesting thing, folks. When I was doing that little family room, my family room might be, I don't know, 14 feet by 20 feet.
Yeah, but you have a huge ceiling.
And I went 16 feet with that ceiling. But you know when you walk into a house and you can tell where they did the addition? I hate that.
Especially in my house, 1898 farmhouse.
So when
what are you trying to say? That my house looks like an addition?
I wasn't talking about your house.
You said
but
don't like
it. I'm sure any of you folks out there, you know, you walk into a house and you know someone did an addition. Well, the addition doesn't really fit the rest of the house because they didn't take in the architecture of the
exactly.
And they
that's
do,
a great point.
You know, because
somebody has contemporary taste and they're rehabbing a farmhouse that was built in the 1800s.
And you know, but then it's nice to get that 16 or 14 foot ceiling when you have an 8.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk into a room like that, you've got to think about how do I keep some of the original architecture and choices of this structure in this new room. So the builder, who I loved working with, the Dowds, mm-hmm. Dowds and Sons, you know, they were going to plaster that wall because they were going to paint it. I said, don't paint that wall. That wall that goes out to the patio. I have the French door and the two windows.
It's a great choice.
And it's about 16 feet high, and we have exposed. I said, don't paint that wall. They said, why? I said, because I'm going to do either a thin brick or a thin stone in that wall. And they completely disagreed with me. They said, that's going to make the room feel smaller. And I said, exactly. Because I don't have big rooms in my house.
But I don't think it makes it feel
it smaller. Doesn't.
What it does, and we'll talk about too, how you set that thin brick,
yeah.
The way you joint it dictates whether it's going to be eclectic, modern,
true.
Or old and rustic.
And that's the size of the joint,
bond,
folks.
The
that's
bond, the Flemish bond.
The size
and all
between
that stuff.
The brick. Yeah, and the color of the mortar.
It's a very technical thing.
It
it's
is
not
a technical
just
thing.
Lick it,
but
stick
in
it.
In that story, I just want to finish this, is it didn't necessarily, when I say it made it small, it made it cozier. It made
it, added
it feel
warmth.
That it did. And what when people walk into that room, they go, was this originally here?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
If I painted that wall, it would have been a total mistake.
No.
Absolute mistake.
And you can hang things from it. And so, it's like going to a really cool bar in Boston or New York City, and it's got the exposed brick.
Yeah.
And the joints are right. I mean, it just adds a whole, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, it adds a whole different atmosphere.
It totally atmosphere. Does. Absolutely.
So, and now the brick manufacturers have given you options with product.
Right.
This thin brick you can put anywhere.
Anyway, we did it as a backsplash under the cabinet.
It looks awesome.
And you remember, I grew up with that.
Because mm-hmm.
that's why we did it. My wife fell in love with that look in the old house. And she said, let's do this in honor of your dad. I said, awesome, let's do it, you know. And so we did. So you see a repeat of the brick under the cabinets. And then as you walk into the family room, there it is on the wall. So it feels like it's always been there.
And we're also selling now at the Quarries, you brick tile.
Oh my gosh, the tile are awesome.
So you like can a have front, a floor
yeah,
in brick.
A front foyer,
beautiful.
Or even your kitchen floor. There's tumbled ones.
And people say, oh my gosh, Deb, but cleaning that up. If you make the joints flush
yeah.
with the floor,
right.
it won't be a big problem
that's
cleaning
true.
Up. If you recess them, then that's an issue. But I think what we're talking about here is there are so many options for brick. It's not just outside, it's inside. You know, and we never had that before. And that's what's changing with the market. And the brick companies are starting to change color tones because, you know, it's not just red brick anymore.
No.
And I understand some people, oh, red brick. But now we've used some
no.
of that. You used that on that sanded rose.
Oh, the sanded rose.
Beautiful,
outside.
Right?
And what about that incredible, the pub brick, that gray tone.
Yes.
That gray tone. And the first time I saw
it
that.
It looks like an old, torn down manufacturing
It was
plant.
Done on a ceiling. In a wine room. It was done in that kind
in
of
barrel,
barrel
ceiling.
Right. And it had this tone
to it. With
those
unfinished joints.
Yes. And it had that tone to it that was like gray with a little bit of a mauve or even a slight purple in that. It did. It's automatically everybody thinks red with brick, right? But it's not true. And we like to mix bricks together.
So yeah, mixing brick is great. But also when you incorporate brick and stone, like say you're lucky enough to be a wine guy and actually have a wine cellar.
Yeah, right.
Little, I'm not
right.
talking, right?
So no, you have I know.
The
I know.
The way you're
right.
describing the ceiling and the walls.
And by the way, any of you out there that love wine, wouldn't you like a wine cellar?
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't have to be big. Like some of our friends
no.
have some pretty big ones.
Yeah.
But we have a few people that have some small ones. I would like a nice small wine cellar with incredible like wood shelving with the brick behind it or the stone. Right. right.
So the more and more you listen to Derek and I, design or whatever, incorporating the big three, wood, metal, stone. With brick, when you incorporate like a really cool stone table, like the ocean floor table that we have
yep.
in the showroom, surrounded by brick with the wall and the right lighting and some wood in there with the you know, wine barrels or the wine crates, you can't tell me there's a better design than that.
No, I agree.
And then you can take that, because we're all on budgets, and you can transfer that into your kitchen. You can transfer that into your living room because you incorporated the wood beams in your living room
yeah, right.
with that brick wall.
Right.
That brick wall would look okay.
Okay. Without,
if you
yeah.
without those
right.
beams.
Right. But see that you just said something that I want to get clear. I mean, because, you know, you and I look at these microphones as an opportunity. We do. I mean, we have fun and we'll tell stories and all that. But we know that this is an opportunity to communicate what we've learned along the way, which we've made a lot of mistakes and we've learned a lot. And here's one of the things.
You more than me, but go ahead.
That's true. I did make a tremendous amount of mistakes.
That's why we lost the TV show, but let that
let
go.
Let that go.
All right.
Oh, dear God. But anyway, one of the things that you and I keep coming back to is, and we say this about budgets and all that. You and I never start with budget when we're helping people design or helping people find. We always say, you can take an idea and you go, oh, I can't afford something that's, you know, all big that, but you can take that idea and incorporate it into your home in a different way,
mm-hmm.
or a smaller way, or an accent. But that way, you didn't negate it completely, and you'd never get to that idea. You'd never get to that look or that design element if you didn't entertain the thought of doing the whole thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I think we cut our legs off in spite of ourselves.
Because of budget.
Right. Because we're thinking about money so much instead of thinking about, well, what do I really want? And what's the right choice for my home and my taste and my property and the value
yes.
of it? Right.
So what I think you're saying, and what we've talked about this, because, you know, we want to be a resource, because the more we educate you of products and design, you will not make mistakes wasting a lot of money.
Right.
You'll have a plan
right.
and you'll be educated on what's out there, because it's overwhelming to see what's out there. And going back to the brick thing, it's amazing what's changed there. It's not your father's brick anymore.
No, it's not your father's brick anymore, but we want you to want the unwanted. That's what we want. But, I mean, seriously, you have to entertain it.
Hey, sports fans, football season's here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all of your favorite sporting events.
You can take a side, the total, or you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score. MyBookie.net lets you play online and win big. Use promo code ROOF when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus.
Hey, did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie.net has in-game live action on every major league event, even esports. There's no better time to join MyBookie.net than today. Go to MyBookie.net to open an account and start winning.
Use promo code ROOF when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus.
Get in on the action. Visit MyBookie.net's website today and use promo code ROOF to get a 100% sign-up bonus.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited. You and I heard a story recently, and this is something that you and I are not happy about.
Okay.
Well, no, we're not. You okay. aren't happy
Remind
about
me,
this.
Remind me, because I don't remember.
Because it's about a single mom. She's raising her teenage daughter.
She got raked over the coals.
Yes. Because, and we don't need to go into all of the details.
I will. I'll mention names.
No,
his
not.
Name
no.
is.
But, you know, she got the wrong person.
Yes.
And it was a big project. And she is very giving and kind. And you and I were like,
she got bullied.
Why? That's a good word.
She did.
That's a really good word, because
it's not because she's a single mother.
It's not because she's a single mom.
Get bullied by a contract.
Right. I meant that part, that it's just that she's on her own, which makes it tougher for people. Right. Whether you're a single parent, I think single parenting is very difficult.
Of course.
I don't know how you do that. But, you know, like your wife, she's a single parent. but, you know, that type of stuff bothers you and me.
Yes.
Because we know that. We've seen the result of that. And that's that whole thing. I mean, that's how I look at these microphones.
Once again,
I look at this opportunity as okay. make sure that people don't fall
it's
into
true.
That.
It's true. So that's who okay. we are, and that's really the
right.
core of what
enough
we do.
Enough of my soapbox.
Exactly, because you totally, like me, you impersonated
I
Dean.
I did.
You totally, you did like
you
a five-minute impersonation.
It's kind of like gas. Like, gas exudes, and then all of a sudden you get wrapped up in it, and then you go, what happened? Who am I?
Exactly.
Right.
I invaded your body.
Anymore. I don't know who I am.
So, going back to brick, let's go back to outside for patios, walkways. Mm. You know, it's not just, there are many different ways to set brick. We talked about herringbone.
You can do basket weave. So,
herringbone,
folks, most of you may know this already, but herringbone is that beautiful look, that V, that up and down, and that's just a lot
and it's
of cuts.
A very, what kind of look is it for?
It's very Victorian,
there
I think.
There you go. Victorian house.
Yeah.
Very Victorian. I wouldn't put it in a farmhouse, and I've had people say, I love that look. I'm like, but it won't look good in front of your farmhouse.
Well, I think it could look good in a farmhouse if it was a tumbled brick.
Okay.
But tumbled brick in that herringbone.
Then how are you going to do that? Tumbled brick are usually not, you know,
right.
perfect.
So it depends if it's a modular. The thing about a herringbone pattern is you should have a brick that's modular, meaning the same width, same length.
Mm-hmm.
Because then all of a sudden it's very difficult, or you have to widen that joint, and you're going to see more of a joint filler.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's cut out every single end, every row's cut.
Right.
It's a lot of work.
But it is a beautiful look.
Yes.
It is a beautiful look. And then the next one up probably would be basket weave,
mm-hmm.
which is two in one direction and two in the other. And again,
that can go
It's got to be a modular brick.
Yeah, but that look, has to be. That look can kind of go either way.
Yeah.
It's better for, if you're going to do that, it's better for a patio than a walkway.
Yeah. Right? It all depends, again, on, you can't have little cuts on the ends.
Exactly.
You just can't. You have to, if you're going to do it, you have to have the right width. So that way it ends up with a basket weave and then a border or a cobblestone border instead of these. Don't be married to a width of a walkway. Let the product tell you what it should be, you know, like a tile job.
So a classic look is running bond.
Yep.
You see it all the time.
Running
bond. You see
bond
it on the streets of Boston and other cities.
You see it on walls.
It's the most efficient design.
Yeah. You're breaking the brick in half.
Simplest design, but totally works.
Right. The joint of the next row hits the half point of the bottom brick.
Yes, and if you have a walkway to the front of your house that's a tight S, there is nothing like brick in a running bond.
True.
Because there is no product that you can curve with those tight joints like brick.
True.
Is there anything else? If you're doing stone, it's awful. You end up with triangle cuts, pavers that are square and rec.
True.
There's always pie-shaped cuts in the middle.
I think we're getting technical here, but I think curves are tough. Like, a lot of people create too tight of a curve. So then all of a sudden, this brick that's usually 4x8 or 3 3/4x8 is cut. And you get all these chunky little pieces in there because you're trying to stay true to that running bond. But they've made the curve too tight and it feels too forced. So our suggestion is to just kind of loosen up that curve a little bit. And that's the beauty of Thomas Kincaid's stuff. His curve is very serpentine.
Soft.
Yeah. But when you do that 90-degree curve, that's a lot of cuts.
And sometimes it works, but it goes back to design, what we've learned over the years.
Yep.
The simpler our designs, the better. Mm-hmm. So even just doing a slight curve on your walkway is very simple, but it will look so much better than just, I'm going to be so creative, make this tight double S. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes it might work, but a lot of times when you get over-designed like that, it doesn't work.
I think what has happened over the years is a lot of people gave up on brick. I do.
I don't know. I think it's because the explosion of pavers.
Maybe.
The paving has exploded.
Well, within a paving world, yeah, I can see that. But think about, you know, when you and I were traveling down south, a lot of brick homes.
Ton.
Georgia.
The brick masons down there.
Carolinas.
Unbelievably talented.
Absolutely.
Unbelievably talented.
And look at
Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, please.
Is that with the cobblestone?
Oh, yeah.
The gas lanterns and the brick?
Right.
That's a classic.
Right.
Oceanfront? Tell me if there's a better look than that.
It's true. And we saw so many architectural designs down there that, and even Texas, you know, that you see this brick and the beauty of it, you're like, wow. And it reminds me of some of the universities and colleges that we visited where we speak. Or you just see brick being used in a way. Like Yale. Yale uses brick on their library they just finished with our Weymouth granite. Remember? Mm-hmm. So the brick and the Weymouth granite, you see that combo.
Combining
granite with brick. And that's what cobblestone is too, is a form of granite. I mean, when you combine those type of products, they just bring out the best in each other. I just wish that people would give more.
And it's funny, though. You look at Yale. It's an absolutely gorgeous campus.
Right.
It's like Boston College that uses our stuff,
too. Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous, right?
Right.
But it's funny because the architects, it was an unbelievable design. But it reinforces for me that there's no original design. There's nothing. It's not a new design.
Well, nothing's
you know what
original.
It is?
No, it's all
They're
been
taking
done.
Yeah. post-World War and they're bringing it up a notch by not including the stucco. Because if you go to Europe, Italy, France, that got blown up in the war.
No, I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
When they rebuilt the buildings, they didn't order brick from the quarry. They just picked up the rubble, reset it, and it turned out to be, it was by necessity.
Right.
But that design is unbelievable.
And people are trying to recapture that design. And what has happened over the years, folks, is that we have categorized products. We've homogenized them.
Yes.
And then a manufacturer gets smart and says, let's create a blend. Let's put brick number 1, 2, and 3 together and create this blend, like Desert Blend, right? Desert Blend is what I did at my patio.
Yeah.
I love that brick. And then, you know, we as designers and people out there in the industry, we go, okay, this is where you can use this product. This is where you can do that. And I think people feel as though when you hear the word brick, that I do. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, folks. Let us know. Maybe you have this misconception of what it's going to look like. And I don't think people realize the options that are out there. You know, I really don't. I really don't. And I think that you're right. We got to get some visuals out there.
Because we can talk about this till we're blue in the face. But if people
You're kind of a little blue. Well, but that's because your head is so big.
No, I think I just had a stroke, but I'm going to move forward. Okay. I'm a champ. So the one thing too, you and I, when you come into Corey's, we're not salespeople. I truly, and you know, you can say it's corny or whatever.
You
I
really
want to help
a salesperson.
People. No.
You're not a salesperson.
No.
You
I
really
talk
aren't.
About myself and food.
You try to say that you are, but you're not.
So I'll just give you one story.
You're like a therapist. You
I
talk
had this
to people.
Couple who lived in a high-end town, and they had an old house. And the first thing, when I started showing the brick, the wife said, I absolutely hate brick. I'm ripping it out. I'm not doing it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I said, can we just step back? Can I show you some pictures? Can I show you how you can redo your brick patio with your used granite steps, which is old curbing, 150, 200
I know the brick you brought to her because I just brought it in.
Right. You brought it in by talking to the distributor.
Yep.
And I said, let me show you how we're going to do this brick, and then we're going to incorporate a cobble border and then bring the brick out again, kind of like what you did at your house.
Right, right.
When they were done, and then the mason, who's incredible, Frank.
Oh, yeah, Corrado. Yeah.
He whitewashed it with cement on top of the sanded rose, which is an old Italian thing Italy where he grew up.
Yep.
I have to say, she called me up and she said, you know what? I want to apologize because I was like so adamant.
Yep.
But now I'm sitting in my backyard looking at this.
Yeah.
And
it was
absolutely
gorgeous.
The right choice.
Absolutely.
But I assumed that every brick and every design is the same. And I hated it. Because it heaved in the wintertime, because that's not
wrong.
The brick.
No.
That's the base prep.
That's the base prep.
And
right.
as it didn't have any edging to support it. So over the years, as it heaved, it opened up and then weeds started growing through.
Yep.
And when you have like a 20 by 20 patio or a 20 by 30 patio,
yep.
that's an overwhelming task to go weed it.
Right.
She blamed the brick.
Right.
It wasn't.
It wasn't the brick.
But
it was the installation.
But when it was done,
right.
Did I ever get pictures
from
that?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I did?
Let's get that up.
Right.
Let's get that one up because I love that brick. And Dean mentioned, you mentioned two things here. One is the cobblestone inlay. So a lot of times when you do cobblestone with brick, what people will do is put the cobblestone on the outside as like a border. Truth of the matter is the cobblestone looks really great when it's inside. So do like a sailor course border, you know, all
so
brick.
What's a sailor course? Explain
well, that's brick going in the same direction, you know, flat. So you see that border in like an 8-inch, you know, from the edge of the brick coming into the patio.
Right.
That's a sailor course.
Mm-hmm.
Soldier course is when you flip the brick on its face side, like as if you'd see it on a building, and that's a shorter edge.
Yes.
You know, the thickness of the brick. That's a soldier course. Anyway, do a sailor course or a soldier course, and then do your cobblestone border inside. Like, you know when you walk inside a dining room, beautiful wood floor, and you see that, you know, in a nice dining room, that brown strip of wood.
It's like a picture frame.
Yeah, like it's like 6 to 8 inches off the wall. And it just kind of frames around that. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's attention to detail. When you do your cobblestone that way, it pops. It makes, all of a sudden you see the red brick border, the cobblestone there, and then the patio or the walkway. And it feels so old. It's one of my favorite looks. I love
old,
that look.
Old, but high end.
Yeah.
And it's a
totally.
Classic look. Yeah. You know, everything comes from Europe. Everything does.
Right.
And we grew up in an area where we got a lot of immigrants, Italian, Portuguese, Irish, that brought on hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of years of doing stone and brickwork to our part of the country.
They did. I mean,
and that's how we learned.
The pilgrims brought it over. I mean, really. I mean,
so it's the designs that they had forever. But when you see it, it can go either way. And what I love about it is, once again, I go back to simple. Rule of thumb for us is never to combine more than three products in an area.
That's our rule. That's one of ours. But
some
it does
designers,
work.
Yep. A lot of young designers get so pumped and they're so creative that they'll bring in everything.
Mm.
It doesn't work. When you step back, take a deep breath, and do a simple design of incorporating brick and cobblestone or brick and some kind of veneer stone in your design.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all you need.
Right.
Then it's all the little other elements.
Well, you
the
can
planting,
always,
the,
yeah,
furniture, the
furniture,
the lights, and
you
all that stuff.
You can dress it with all those other things, absolutely. I mean, I hate to say this, Dean, but how many times, even when we were on TV, where we'd see other shows, won't mention any names here, but we'd see other shows absolutely over-designed, which looked like Vegas in someone's backyard, mm-hmm. right? And you're like, people are like, isn't that wonderful? I'm like, actually, no, it's not.
No.
I don't need to see a piece of copper that's 10 feet tall with fire underneath it and water flowing off the top
and
of
I
it.
And I don't, if I see that dolphin water feature where he's spitting out colored lights that can change,
no,
I'm going
to
die.
I don't need to feel like I'm at the Bellagio in Vegas. You know what I mean?
I could get that in the old neighborhood.
Right, exactly. But it's over-designed.
Yes.
It's totally over-designed. It's that, and it's that, it's actually that wow factor people are looking for that, to me, borderlines on cheap. Unless everything around it fits the rest of the property.
Yes. You know? The thing with brick companies...
Oh, you said something else I was trying to pick up on.
What? What? That was a big pause, by the way.
Dude. I did it again.
Okay.
I have these moments where everything goes.
No. So,
all right, brick companies.
Brick companies,
it'll come back to
they're
me.
Starting to catch on. Yep. They're starting to catch on to where they are coming out with some different colors.
And yeah. Different, oh,
like
the
we
colors
talked about
are,
the larger yeah, sizes right. and stuff. Because there are other options. And the red thing, I mean, I guess I get it, but some people, they just hate red. They just hate red.
Well, there's some bad reds out there. I mean, come on, face it. Like, look at this brick. Do you like that red? It's kind of orangey.
But it totally works.
It works in here, but you know what? There's better looking brick. There are. I mean, Tony, I hate to tell you, but there are some better looking brick. But it works in here because it's rust. Oh, wait a second. I remember what it was.
What?
Okay. You were talking about the interior brick options with the corners and the flats. Because what did you do? You mentioned about what you did, but you didn't tell people what you did at your house when you first moved
in. Well, because you took it over with your wall. It was all about your house.
Okay, we'll talk about your
house. Oh, so you want me to go back to mine?
Well, you know what you did is, you know, oh, listen, folks, you know when you're doing work at your house and you reveal the chimney stack?
Yes.
Right? From the basement on up.
I ripped that out. I had to.
Right?
It was decrepit.
And then it's exposed, leaving my bathroom. Remember my bathroom area? And I'm sure there's plenty of properties out there or a wall that you could actually, the thin brick, the interior thin brick can make that, you can cover that and you can do just one wall. To make it feel like it's part of the foundation.
So when I tore it down,
yeah,
I took that design from the old farmer who probably built it,
mm-hmm.
and I said, I'm going to bring his design into my new mudroom. And what I did is I got thin brick, but I also got brick that were a little thicker. So my brick slightly went in and out.
Right.
I got a white mortar and bagged the joints.
And it does.
And
it feels old because of those choices.
And the white mortar, because they used a lot of lime back in the day, and as it aged... It totally worked.
But I'm talking about before you did that part. Remember your little chimney?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you walked into your living room.
I tore that down.
I know you tore that down, but before you tore that down.
That we had that exposed before we did
the addition.
You had
it exposed and you covered it with a thin brick because you wanted it brought, it wasn't just this exposed
stucco.
Well, it
was crumbling too. It was dangerous.
It was great. Yeah. It was awesome. And when we exposed ours in our bathroom when that got redone, we covered ours with a stone. But it feels like it's original to the house.
You know, the more we do these, I think we can go on and on and on, and it never feels like there's enough time.
Hmm.
We're running out of time again.
No, we're not.
We are. We're down to like 2 minutes.
No, we're not.
Did you hear Tony?
No.
Tony said you have 5 minutes, and that was 3 minutes
ago. No, he did not. What?
There you go.
Seriously?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
Yes.
How come I didn't hear that?
So, you know what? Listen, we're more than happy to help. You can email us at contactus@deanandderrick.com.
Or get to our Facebook page at Dean and Derrick. And by the way, our YouTube page, too. You just look up Dean and Derrick. Get to our YouTube page. Yes. There's so much
video
there.
So give us feedback
you.
If you have questions. And then we are going to do a couple of shows every now and then where we just sit and answer questions.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And if the marriage isn't going too good, email me. I can fix it.
Oh, dear
I can
God.
Totally fix it.
All right, listen, folks. We'll see you next time.